The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. It is March 13th, 46 outside. Good morning there, Kelly K.
Hi.
Today, 72. Your high, so that's pretty cool. Tomorrow, 75. Some storms in the forecast, and then back down to like 50 and lows in the 30s by Friday. But enjoy these next couple days because it'll be nice. 72 before the rain creeps in there later on this evening. Last night, I mean, do we talk about the Bachelor? That was a finale, right?
That was it.
That was the finale until the Bachelorette. Of course, the Bachelorette. You roll on your eyes. And you know what's funny? You roll your eyes because of the announcement of the new Bachelorette, which I'm just going to say it's Hannah B.
So did Twitter.
Well, Twitter, Facebook.
Yeah.
So
everybody.
I think we're going to have Bachelorette Facebook comments on the show this morning.
Awesome.
There are some opinions about Hannah B. And the good thing about social media is we get to just... We just get to be there for it all.
We get to swim in it.
Yeah. We get to be there for it all. No one's really shy about letting their true feelings shine. And according to social media, according to the internet, no one's going to watch this next season.
Yep. I'm not. I'm out.
Not one.
I'm out.
Oh, so we're gonna put Kelly in that.
I'm
that,
out.
That group too.
I want no part of it.
All right.
Like she couldn't form words.
That's what a lot
on
of people
her one-on-one date. Like, how is she going to do that? Well, and even when they kind of show a little video of Chris FaceTiming with her, telling her she's the Bachelorette, she couldn't form words there.
Well,
I can't.
Okay. All right.
I need them to consult with me.
But the big question is on the, what, after the rose ceremony? Does Colton still have his V card intact, or is he back with Cassie, and are they living happily ever after? What's the deal?
He, I think, answered that perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
Like a true gentleman.
Oh, okay.
He said a gentleman never kisses and tells.
Oh my gosh, the entire season was about that.
Yeah, that's
the
true.
Entire season was literally billed on the fact that Colton's a virgin. We don't know what's going to happen.
His face said things. The twinkle in his eye.
The twinkle
and
in
his
eye
smile
said that he's felt the gentle touch of a female.
Happened.
All right.
That's what he said. But so I feel like Cassie saved it a little bit because, you know, they bucked the system in the fact that there was no actual final rose ceremony.
Yeah, there was no getting down on like one knee.
Yeah, there was like none of
that. Yeah.
So you know, she went to Spain to meet his family, and that was awkward.
Sure.
But, you know, they still were like, you know, let's take a day, you know, day by day.
All right.
Day by day.
Day by
day.
And
then they showed some video of them having their visits, as they typically do in the months after filming ends. And it looks like they're like a real couple now. And
yeah.
Then she finally, like, she had this message. She, like, videotaped a message for him. They watched it together where she says, I'm all in. I'm totally in love with
okay.
you.
All
I've
right.
decided.
All right. Wow.
It's us.
This is going to turn out
Yay,
well.
Yay, all the things.
This will turn out well. So excited.
So, yeah. I think it helped get some people on board. I feel better about it because everybody, I mean, it still was like, oh, gosh. It was watching the ship slowly sink.
Sink, yeah.
And, I mean, she just kind of felt like an ice queen. And she acknowledged that in, like, in the months following, saying, I was really bad at talking about feelings, and so I want to correct that now.
All right.
And you calmed my fears, and this was why I was nervous, and blah, blah, blah. So hopefully they're going to live happily ever after.
Yeah, we can only hope.
Because I'm not watching Hannah B.
Yeah, okay. So today, Craigslist misconnections. We go to the record-breaking Metallica concert.
Record-breaking.
Bachelorette Facebook comments. Yeah, that's going to make the show. Florida's making the show. Saturday the Bar coming up here in just a few minutes. Small examples of what not to do.
I feel like it's already a lot.
We got a lot.
It's already a lot.
We got a lot to get to.
Yeah.
All right, that is all on the way, guys, on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Have you seen the entire trailer for Aladdin?
I...
It was... It was released yesterday.
I fast-forwarded through it last night.
So you were not necessarily a huge fan of the little teaser with Will Smith as the genie.
I'm now, not all in with the, Will Smith as a genie, no. You're
the
right.
The trailer has been released.
I like the guy playing Aladdin. Yeah. I think that's a good casting choice.
Yeah, and it stays pretty true to the actual, like, animated...
Well, you have to.
...movie.
Yes.
And, like, even the scene progression and everything.
Yes. Oh, there's Jasmine. Oh, the first look.
Yeah, so we've got this posted, by the way. WDJX.com.
You stumbled upon an opportunity. I can make you rich.
Oh, don't do it.
Rich enough to impress a princess.
Oh, don't do it.
Cave of Wonders.
What do I have to do? What do you have to
do? There's a Cave of Wonders.
Yeah. The Cave of Wonders!
Bring me the lamp.
Go get the lamp.
The lamp! There it is. And genie.
Here comes the giant blue man.
10,000 years!
Oh, great one who summons me. Oh. I stand by my oath. That's loyalty to Wishes 3.
That's not what he said.
I'm kidding. Watch this.
There it is.
Oh, there it is. Okay. So, yeah. And then the carpet flies and we see all that, right?
Yep. Yeah. Okay. So if you want to see the entire trailer, May 24th, I believe it's out in theaters.
Yes. I mean, we will see it because my children.
Yeah. Directed by Guy Ritchie.
I have doubts.
Hey, you know what?
When they said.
Okay. All right. So anyways, you can see the trailer for yourself. We got to post it for you. Facebook at 997DJX or just see it right there on the website at WDJX.com.
I miss Robin Williams.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, obviously. Dean Lewis now then setting the bar. Small examples of what not to do when you've got bed bugs.
Ew. How about we start there? Don't have bed bugs.
Well, sometimes it's not your choice.
Okay.
All right. That's on the way on DJ 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K. Setting the bar, small examples of what not to do. This is one of those setting the bars I think you can probably make it to the punchline before I even get there.
Okay.
If you can somehow manage to make it through the day without trying to kill bed bugs.
With fire.
Bingo.
Yeah!
You're doing okay. Yeah. How many times have we seen these stories? Don't kill bed bugs with fire.
Or spiders or any other critters that get in your house. Fire in your house is bad.
You will burn your apartment complex down.
And that makes it worse.
And then you'll be charged with arson.
Ah, that's even worse. Okay.
Deputies say that 39-year-old Jacqueline.
Oh, Jacqueline.
She is the subject in our story today. Jacqueline decided, I've got some bed bugs. You know what I'm going to do?
Burn it down.
I'm going to go ahead and burn them.
Yeah.
Used a lighter to try to kill bed bugs after her uncle sprayed the house with alcohol.
That helps it burn.
Okay. Hey!
Hi,
Jackie.
Hey, Jackie, I got something for you.
Jackie, I'm gonna pour my Bud Light all over this mattress.
Wait, it's gonna help.
Hang on.
It'll make it burn faster.
That'll make it burn faster.
Yeah.
Get those little suckers.
Oh, Jackie. Can we call her Jackie?
Jackie caught the mattress on fire.
Okay.
Activated the apartment sprinkler system.
There are sprays.
Several apartments were damaged. Thankfully, no one was hurt.
Thank goodness. Okay, so there are sprays.
There are sprays.
Or you could just get another mattress.
Yeah. I mean, you know, maybe Jackie's not in a financial space where she can get another mattress. But
you're right.
Yes, there are sprays.
A few other options.
So again, we have to continue to say this because it continues to happen. If you can make it through the day without trying to kill bed bugs.
Without fire.
Lighting them on fire.
With fire.
You're doing okay.
Hey, it's people like Jackie. Why Pop-Tarts felt the need to put on the box.
Remove from packaging before toasting.
Ouch. Yeah. Before putting in toaster. Yeah. It's people like Jackie.
Yeah, there you go. That's Set of the Bar, guys.
Okay.
Yeah, on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Brought to you by Kentucky School Service, School Supplies Authority. More for your classroom. You can buy at 30% off select items.
Locations Louisville, E-Town online, KentuckySchoolService.com.
Today, going to get up to about 70, 72 degrees. Maybe even some rain a little bit later. Tomorrow, 75. Thunderstorms in the forecast. But then drop into about 50, maybe upper 40s by Friday. So just kind of keep that in mind. All right, feel good. Do this every single hour. Deborah Brown had a day.
Deborah
had a day. So she kept seeing this number combination throughout the day. All right. 1031. She just kept seeing that those like numbers kind of come up. So she's like, you know what? I'm going to buy a lottery ticket.
All right. The universe was like, hey.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So she's like, all right, I'm going to buy 20 lottery tickets, dollar each. All right. And then she continued to see those number combinations. She's like, hey, you know what? I'm just going to buy 10 more. I'm going to buy 10 more. I got a hunch, whatever. 10 more.
All right. Why not?
She won 30 times.
Sorry. Back the truck up. She won
every single one of her tickets hit. She got $5,000 a ticket. Took home about $150,000.
She should have bought 10 more.
OMG.
Yep.
That's a fun way to piecemeal a little fortune there.
Deborah said she, quote, nearly had a heart attack.
Well, yes. I get that.
The odds? 1 in 10,000 of matching all four numbers in this pick four. That's what she picked. She did the pick four.
Wow.
According to the Virginia Lottery. So, there you go.
Wow.
Deborah had a day.
Wow.
My mother's named Deborah. Is she hiding something from me? Are we rich now? Is she not sharing?
Well, there you go. You may need to ask your mom, Deborah.
Yeah, maybe Deborah. Send her a text.
Yeah. There you are. Feel good? Do them every single hour here on 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Louisville Loot returning. That's kind of cool. Giving you 18 chances a day at $1,000. So we're upping the amount of times that you can try to win. So that's pretty cool. Returning Monday, March 25th. So not this Monday, but next Monday. All right. So
okay. Just
kind of keep that on your radar on 99.7 DJX. My brother-in-law comes over to our house. It was our daughter, not me and my brother-in-law's. It was my daughter's birthday yesterday. So he came over.
And the twins.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Isabel and Sophia. And he was like, have you seen the Felicity Huffman story?
Yeah.
And I was like, no, what? So he
honestly, when Jack told me about it yesterday, I thought he came across a fake story.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't believe it.
Yeah. So if you haven't heard, or even if you have, this story is wild. All right.
Yeah.
It was probably the number one most trending story yesterday.
Like ripped from a plot from Desperate Housewives kind of stuff.
99.7 DJX. Good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. You can get us on the stream, thebenandkellyshow.com, or always ask your smart speaker to play 99.7 DJX, and you can get the podcast. You can catch up on some of the bits that we do and get live radio as well. This story yesterday was wild.
It's straight crazy town.
Yeah. Felicity Huffman, Lori Loughlin, among some of the celebrities now that are accused of paying bribes to get their kids into college.
Yikes.
Overall, today we have charged three people who organized these scams, two SAT or ACT exam administrators, one exam proctor, one college administrator, nine coaches at elite schools.
Wow.
Yeah.
And 33 parents
okay.
who paid enormous sums to guarantee their children's admission to certain schools through the use of bribes and fake academic and athletic credentials.
Oh, boy.
The fake credentials. So it's like, oh, okay, so little junior can't get into USC. Well, what if little junior was a fantastic rower? And here's their head
photoshopped in a rower's body.
Yes.
Look at him in action. They're so great.
Haters will say it's photoshopped.
I mean, seriously. This goes far and wide.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, trickle down. They were talking about the coaches, like the coaches accepting the bribe to say, they're on the team.
Little Junior was on my team.
Yeah, look at that.
You know what? I do remember Junior being on our little rowing team.
So it's savage. So they're naming this guy William Rick Singer, admitting to masterminding the scheme, and then he helped take it down when he agreed to wear a wire.
Oh my gosh.
And cooperate with investigators, which is how Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman got nabbed. They're facing conspiracy to commit mail fraud and honest service fraud. Both were caught during recorded phone conversations.
What do you think those phone conversations sounded like?
Hey.
Hey, you got the papers?
I got the papers.
Hey, University of Phoenix wants you. You can get in.
I don't understand.
This is so crazy.
Did you sign the papers?
Let's get the papers. So Lori Loughlin, in her case, she and her husband agreed to pay bribes totaling $500,000.
Wait. Remind me where Lori Loughlin is from.
Full House.
She played Aunt Becky.
All right. To bolster their two daughters' chances of getting into the University of Southern California on the fake rowing thing.
Yeah.
They were the fake rowing recruits. Felicity Huffman and she's married to William H. Macy.
Right.
Paid $15,000 to get one of their daughters unlimited time for her SAT test. Court documents claim that then she got a 1420 score, which was about 400 points more than her PSAT.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
So, and by the way, let's break it down even more. So Lori Loughlin's daughter, 19-year-old Olivia Jade, is like a YouTube star.
Sure.
So she's got this big following. And now she's getting trolled on social media because she posted something on Instagram, like she got like paid sponsorships from Amazon, look at all the great stuff. I'm ready for college. And then she posted this YouTube video that she ended up apologizing for, where she said, I don't know how much of school I'm going to attend, but I'm going to go in and talk to my deans and everyone and hope I can try and balance it all. But I do want the experience of like game days and partying. I don't really care about school, as you guys all know.
You don't say that, girl.
Hey, Junior needs to go to college to party.
Hey,
get the papers. What do you want? You want USC? You want Stanford? You want University of Phoenix?
You know what? Rowing team. Got that.
Yeah, rowing team.
Look at that Photoshop job. Hey. That is pro.
Listen, we can put your face on anything.
OMG.
Yeah, so that's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
So I guess we're not going to know whether the husbands are necessarily charged,
Lori Loughlin's
right?
husband was brought in, as well as Felicity Huffman was brought. Like, the FBI showed up, guns drawn, and took her in. And William H. Macy has not been charged yet, which, by the way, it's his birthday today. Well, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
There you go.
Oh, awkward.
All right.
But Lori Loughlin was out of the country on works, and she's supposed to surrender today. But man.
All right.
Man.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was the biggest trending thing from yesterday.
I'm curious, do the other rowers know about this? They're like, hey, where's our friend Olivia been?
Yeah, no, probably not. Because that was just, that stopped with the coach was I'll sign off on that, but it's all good.
Didn't set foot.
Here's my money.
All right.
Fun times.
Read more. Yep, WDJX.com.
It's Prime Corner.
99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Some text messages at 502-571-9970 from a listener. You guys should do the rest of your show this morning in the voices that you used for the Felicity Huffman bit.
I don't know if I can keep that up. I got the papers.
You got the papers?
I got the papers.
Hey, where do you want to get in?
Hey, I want some USC and also give me a Harvard.
Harvard.
Give me a Harvard.
I think you guys are going to lose your voices.
We are. I'm done.
I'm out.
What about community college? We could get you there.
Hey, I got a Spencerian college over here.
All right.
Wait, don't be mad at us, Spencerian. We're just joking.
Yeah, we're joking.
We're not accusing you of anything.
All right, good. Coming up here next, it's a phone tap, and sometimes, what happens in Vegas comes home with you. That's all we'll say.
And the people on the plane have to pay the price.
Oh.
Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh, my God. Who set you off to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Well, Alan set this one up. He said, my buddies and I just got back from Vegas. My friend Todd made us laugh through the entire flight home because he had the worst gas you can imagine on the plane.
Ouch.
I swear I saw the other people sitting around him planning his demise. You need to phone tap him ASAP.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Welcome, Todd, to your phone tap.
Hello?
Hi there. I'm looking for Todd Jones.
Yeah, this is Todd.
Hi, Todd. It's Robert Hassenpepper from Frontier Airlines. You recently flew our airline, Flight 275, return service from Las Vegas.
Yes, I did.
Well, our records show that you were seated in 17C. Is that correct?
Well, I really don't remember. I know it was an aisle seat.
Yeah, 17C, I believe, is an aisle seat, or actually was an aisle seat, I should say.
This isn't a really good time for me. Can we get to the point here?
Well, sure, Mr. Jones. Is a courtesy call to inform you of an additional $475 charge you will have on your credit card bill.
What? I booked that flight 6 months ago. What's this for?
Destruction of property on the plane.
What property?
Well, see, normally we charge a simple fumigation fee or a flatulation tax of $125, which covers the cost of cleaning and fumigating the seat. However, in your case, it was far more severe.
What fumigation fee? What in the world is this?
Well, you polluted the seat so badly we could not even sell the seat for the next flight. In fact, we had to remove the seat and replace it. That's why there was a fluctuation in the flatulation tax to $475.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, let me try to be more clear for you. Your farts destroyed a seat on our plane, and we're charging you to replace it.
This is ridiculous. I won't pay. Don't charge my card. I'm not paying for this. This is ridiculous.
Well, there were complaints from every seated passenger surrounding you. In fact, both the flight attendant that served you and the lady that sat in seat 18C directly behind you were physically ill.
You know, I don't recall any problem, and I have never heard anything like this.
Well, we all know that airplanes are considered open ground for dropping wolf bait, but you took it too far, sir. What exactly did you eat?
Well, I don't know what I ate.
Well, according to your friends Alan and Kenny, you had a double enchilada at the TGI Fridays at the airport.
You spoke to Alan and Kenny?
Well, yes. They confirmed to us the potency of the air biscuits you were dropping on the flight.
All right, who is this?
I can't do this anymore. Hey, Todd, it's Ben Davis of 99.7 DJX.
Oh, man, you're choking. That's hilarious.
Alan and Kenny just wanted to set you up a little bit. They're saying that you were crop dusting the entire flight back from Vegas.
It was pretty bad. Vegas will do that to you, I guess.
Vegas will do that to you.
Oh, my God.
What happens in Vegas sometimes follows you home on the plane.
He owned it.
He did.
I appreciate you, Todd. Oh, man.
It is. That's your phone tap.
Oh, my God.
997 DJ.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
On the way, it is an opportunity for you to fly away to sunny Southern California to go to Universal Studios. Tooting Troll, that's what you're listening for. Before that, Florida making the show.
That's fun.
Yeah.
We got a couple of great destinations.
Absolutely.
On the way.
Yeah, we'll go to Florida first. That's on the way here on 997 DJX. 997 DJX Radio. You know, from time to time, the great state of Florida makes this show. You know, Kat is from the state of Florida, so I feel like that, you know, she can validate any story that comes out of there.
You say from time to time, and I feel as though it's like every once in a while. No, it's quite often. It's often.
Like every other day, Ben.
It's daily.
All right, so to Florida we go, yeah. Where Tracy, she was acting a little bit strange at a hair salon, all right?
And strange is a big word in Florida.
The customers asked her to calm down. So she went to her car, grabbed a machete, and came back to the hair salon and started swinging it in the air.
Hey, Tracy.
Now, at that point, you're like, okay, I mean, yeah, it exhibits Florida-like qualities to this story, but it's not quite to Florida level yet.
I have a question. Is Tracy, like, trying to receive a haircut, or is she giving them? With a machete.
She's trying to cut off people's hair with a machete.
I'm just asking.
Right.
That's a lot of hair to cut with a machete then.
Was she a customer or a hairdresser in this scenario?
These scissors aren't going to work. I've got something better.
Hang on.
I've got some pretty gritty
hair. It's going to be cutting edge.
So the salon's owner called the police.
Okay.
All right. Police arrive. They arrest Tracy. So far, you're like, okay, well, that's a normal story.
We don't want the machete in here.
Sure. Exactly. Here's where it turns Florida. After being placed in the cop car, Tracy pooped in the backseat.
Oh, Tracy. Seriously? I get it. You get nervous because you realize I'm in the back of a cop car. Bad things are about to happen. You get the sweats. I get that.
She had the nervous poops.
Yeah, I was going to say, this turns south for Tracy really quickly. Yeah.
Or do you think it was on purpose? It was like, I'm mad at you.
Yeah, it could be angry.
Angry poops.
Police car poops, or it's nervous.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not really sure.
It could be either one, but either way,
it's bad.
There is no amount of money that those police officers are making that is going to justify them having to put the rubber gloves on and clean out that back seat.
Sir, if I might have to apply for a new cruiser.
Exactly.
I might have to.
Just toss a match in the back seat. Burn it. Start over.
There's no amount of cleaning agent that's going to help that.
So, yeah, Florida, Tracy decided she was a little bit upset, went, got her machete. Still not Florida, but then got arrested and pooped in the backseat of the car. There you go. There it is.
That's a lot of layers of Florida, though, because I would contend that the machete is a little Florida.
There it is.
Yeah.
All right, Florida, making the show
Fun
on 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
We stay in that general vicinity of the body. Tooting Troll coming up here in just a sec.
Why? Why?
Because we have to give away a trip to Universal Studios.
You could
Hollywood,
just say,
California.
You could just say a chance to get in on the glitter getaway. You could just say that. You could just let
that
it
wouldn't
go.
Do right. enough justice.
No, you would. You would.
All right, well,
you would.
You just said it.
Okay.
Thank you, Kelly, for being the voice of reason. All right, so that is on the way here in just a few minutes on 99.7 DJ. 7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Oh, looky here. The relief.
Okay.
Ninth caller, 502-571-9970. Get in on that trip to Hollywood, California, Universal Studios. It's the glitter getaway.
Okay.
On 99.7 DJX. Feel good stories. So this was actually sent to us from Shanda, a listener. She said that my sister had found this husky puppy at her farm in Bullock County a long time ago, like 5 months ago. It had been missing and all the way from Shively. And just recently, thanks to social media, the husky found its owner.
Aww.
Yeah, so she writes, Shanda writes that Jackie is her sister. Y'all, we found her owner. She's been missing since December from Shively.
Holy cow.
And the reunion, I mean, it's a gorgeous dog.
That is fantastic.
A gorgeous dog, yeah. So, she just was one of those dogs that got out, got loose. And, you know, it sucks when you're a pet owner and your pet goes missing.
Yes.
It just... It rips at your heart.
Our lab back in the day, she was missing for 12 hours.
Yeah.
She would just slip out and she would wander and go on excellent adventures. Yeah. She just would not turn around and go back to where you came from.
Yep.
Yeah, I get this is a feel good, but after 5 months, I wouldn't want to give the dog away. I'd be besties with it.
Yeah, for sure.
Happy that it found its home. Yay.
So there you are. A little quick feel good there. Courtesy of Shanda, who wrote that on to us. On Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show. All right, 99.7 DJX, of course you heard.
Why? Why, sir?
Brandon, congratulations, you're in to win. Brandon, you're in to win.
Oh, awesome, thank you.
Trip to Southern California, Universal Studios, Hollywood, and just for getting in, we've got tickets for The Little Mermen at the Mercury Ballroom. It's rock performances of Disney songs. So that's pretty cool.
Man, that's fantastic.
Yeah. Another shot to get in on that. Coming up, 9 o'clock on 99.7 DJX. Ben and Kelly Show brought to you by Kentucky School Service, school supplies, and learning tools for everyone. Teachers, daycares, churches, parents, and kids.
Locations, Louisville and E-Town, online, KentuckySchoolService.com.
All right. So do we have to get into the finale of The Bachelor?
Well, of course we do.
All right. Is that even a question?
That's a lot.
All right. Sorry. I meant...
Are we doing this now?
Well, no.
Like
now? We're going to play a song, and then we'll get to it. Is that cool?
I'll prepare my body. I'll get ready for it.
All right. Get emotionally prepared. We'll talk Bachelor. And by the way, we need to get to some Bachelorette Facebook comments because the new Bachelorette was announced. We'll get to that before 8 o'clock as well.
I'm just still going through all the tweets. Molly.
And 7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Looking for those prom dresses, those bridesmaids dresses, those evening gowns that you no longer need. New Yale Cleaners will clean them up. You can donate them there. And then you can be on the lookout for the very first Project Prom out at the Kentucky Derby Museum and pick up one of those gently used dresses. The proceeds going to go to charity, so that's pretty cool. WDJX.com for more info. Last night, it was the most shocking ending to The Bachelor in franchise history. So here's the thing. Was Colton, I need to ask, is Colton and Cassie together and... has Colton lost his V card?
Well, Listen, I think Colton handled it the best way that he could when he said, a gentleman never kisses and tells. Now, his face said things.
Kelly, the entire season of The Bachelor was hinging on the fact that Colton is a virgin.
No.
And will he or won't he?
Now, I understand that. But again, he was a gentleman and not flat out just giving us all the gory details.
I felt the dead gentle touch of a female.
Stop it right now. Stop.
Just look at his face. He looked like a kid walking out of a candy store.
Yes.
He was excited.
He was happy.
We can put the dots together and assume that he got that candy bar.
Yes. And I can tell you this. I think most of the time, even like we were, most of us were watching, it was like watching the Titanic sinking. It was just real awkward.
Sure.
We're like, oh no. Like I think once she realized what he did, and then she's like, okay, well, maybe this is a big gesture, and I should go to Spain and meet his parents. And then she's all, like, crying outside the whole meet his parents thing. I'm so scared. I think they're going to hate me because I dumped you, and which was rightfully so in thinking that. And that was awkward.
What happened last night was great for our relationship.
Okay, so that's Colton and Cassie,
that
right?
That is code for saying the things happened. They did the things. That's code.
Can't you elaborate?
And gentlemen, never kisses and tells.
What I tell you?
Come
See?
On!
Come on!
The entire season was around this.
I respected that, though. I respected it.
But I do want you to know that I am very happy.
See?
And you could use your imagination.
See? They did the things! They did the things!
They were doing the things.
They did the things.
Okay.
It was all happy. So here's the thing. Here's my thing. So, like, most of the time, Cassie was all like Ice Queen. And I think, like, Planet Earth was like, no! Everybody told you, don't pick her. She's not there for the, quote, right reasons. Well, I think once we found out why she was trepidatious and the fact that she just kind of started to freak out that the relationship was going to consume her life, which I can kind of understand, especially with the fame that now surrounds them. But then after they got like away from the cameras and they had all their special little, you know, visits, and then you saw the footage of that relationship, I think that is what then said, oh, okay, now she's, and then she made that little cute message that says, babe, I'm all in. I loves you. I know I've been really bad at sharing my feelings, but I'm going to make up for that now and all the things.
Okay, so then they announced the new Bachelorette.
And I'm out!
We were all of thinking after yesterday that it was going to be what? One of the, either Tasia
or
Hannah G. Yeah.
Yes. Those are the only correct and acceptable answers.
I think it's time we introduce our new Bachelorette. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome.
Which one? It's got to be one of
just
the two, right?
Just play it.
Hannah B.
Listen, that's the wrong
okay,
Hannah.
Okay, so Hannah B.
They picked Hannah the
Do you
Beast.
Think, here's my thought. Do you think that they just got the wrong last initial and now they're just having to live out their mistake?
Supposed to be like,
we announced it on live TV.
They're living out their mistake.
All right,
and then Hannah B's like, it's me? What?
Listen, she couldn't form words on her one-on date with Colton. How is she going to carry a season?
She was very nervous. So
she was awkward and awful.
We turned to Facebook to the comment section on the announcement of Hannah B being the new Bachelorette.
I'm guessing there are some strong opinions.
That before 8 o'clock on 99.7
Get
DJ.
Some snacks. It's going to be good.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
But first, we got to go to the Metallica concert.
Oh, yeah.
The record-setting Metallica concert.
Sure.
And to B-dubs. All right? So,
if you can't get on a show like The Bachelor to find the love,
right, you go those places.
Next
then
best choice.
Write a little sonnet on Craigslist. Craigslist Missed Connections coming up here in about 10 minutes on 99.7 DJ. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Sports Corner! Sports! Forbes released college basketball's most valuable teams. And if you're looking for rich teams, look no further than the Bluegrass. Top three teams. We'll start with number three. Hoosiers. IU.
That's not really the Bluegrass.
Well, it's in the area.
I'll point that out.
Number two.
Purdue person.
Cats.
Go Cats! Big Blue Nation! Hashtag BBN! Woo! C-A-T-S! Cats!
But
what are we talking
one
about?
Most valuable basketball team still. Louisville Cardinals. C-A-R-D-S. There you are. Worth... Oh, thanks for the clapping,
You're
Kelly.
Welcome.
Appreciate that.
Wow,
that's so great. Wonderful. Yay. Yeah, there you are. Last year, $23 million in profit. Cardinals. There you are. Look at that.
Can we just like do
so
throw
top
out,
three teams? Listen, Louisville, Kentucky, and Indiana.
Can I spit a little knowledge? Can we just throw a little bone to my Purdue?
All three
University
teams,
Boilermakers, Big Ten champs. Whoop!
All three teams higher than Duke. So
there you go.
Yeah, you know what? Unfortunately, and I'm not saying this out of any shade, Purdue didn't make the top 20.
You know what?
So there you go.
You don't need to say it like that.
Where's the Gators at? Go Gators.
Gators. Oh, Florida. Sorry.
Yeah, you are getting zero in this area.
So there you go.
Zero.
Cards, Cats, then Hoosiers. Top three. And that has been Sports Corner. Sports. 99.7 DJX.
When it's over.
Hey, coming up next, though, we're looking for love at the Metallica concert and at the B-dubs at Stony Brook. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis. Sometimes you have those moments in life where you have a connection with someone, but maybe you're not in the right place or the right frame of mind to act on it, get their number, maybe follow up with them in the moment. So
maybe the person doesn't even know you have the connection.
Yeah, so then you... You know, go to your mom's basement and you write out a beautiful, beautiful love poem on Craigslist in the hopes that they will just happily find it. And then you guys will get that connection again.
Most people peruse the misconnection section, don't they?
Yep.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist missed connections.
Going to my neighborhood, J-Town, Stony Brook.
Okay.
B-dub bartender.
Oh.
That's how it's spelled, B-dub.
B-dub.
Yes. Man for woman. I was in a couple of weeks ago on a Sunday night. You were the very lovely lady bartending. Oh. I didn't think it would be a good idea to talk to you, though, T-H-O, because okay. You think it was the beer talking.
Oh.
I drank lots of beer.
Lots of beer.
I like beer. Beer likes me.
Okay.
And then tonight, I had my son with me. So I thought that would be awkward.
Sure.
While you're drinking?
He's 10 and a smart aleck, and I don't need him judging me when I'll be trying to spit some game.
Yeah.
Dad. Also.
Come on, Dad.
He might tell his mom, who doesn't know yet she's going to be my ex-wife.
Oh.
Plot twist.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Jeez.
Even still, I think you picked up on the vibe that I find you attractive.
All right, then.
Maybe you'll come on here and look. Reply to this post. Eh?
Okay. Wow. That just got a little bit.
Yeah. But don't tell my wife.
Yeah, I don't need my 10-year-old son judging me on my pickup lines.
Oh, God.
All right. It's Craigslist missed connections. Going to the Metallica concert. Record-setting Metallica concert. Uh-huh. I was actually there, too.
Right.
Man for Woman, Yum Center.
Maybe you were right next to this guy.
Maybe. Hell of a concert last night. I was told by Metallica via text it broke the Yum Center attendance record.
I'm sorry, stop right there. He got a text from Metallica?
I'm not going to question it.
This is awesome.
No surprise there. I was sitting next to you for a while.
Uh-huh.
I had a Metallica Ride the Lightning long sleeve t-shirt, a buzz cut, and a Rock Revival jeans.
Hot.
You were a brunette wearing black and white. You looked younger than me.
How much, though?
We talked for a moment. Sorry if I was too distracted, but it was a Metallica concert in the crowd, and I were going wild. Now, listen, you were with a dude, but I don't know if y'all were together or not. I'm hoping not, because he looked like a tool bag. I didn't have a lot of time to talk. A-L-L-O-T.
Oh, okay.
And I was drinking way too much.
Sure.
I thought you were very attractive.
Uh-huh.
There was a lot of attractive women there.
Okay, so he really doesn't know how to spell that, does he? All right.
But you were one of the prettiest.
Oh, that's nice.
I promise I'm not typing this to a lot of girls.
How many times are you going to misspell a lot?
Just three.
Oh, wait. He's sending this to three girls?
First one gets me. Wow. It is the Bachelor Metallica edition.
Oh, my God.
But instead of roses, what Louvillians? What am I? I'm going to give you this official Ride the Lightning t-shirt. Congratulations.
Or wait, do you take this beer?
You take this beer? There you go.
You set this beer.
Oh my gosh. All right. Again, You know, hey, we're all for love. Hopefully these people find one another. It's Craigslist Missed Connections.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Oh, hey, speaking of Bachelor Metallica Edition.
Oh, wow.
We got to dive into, like, the Bachelorette Facebook comments.
Okay.
When it was announced that Hannah G?
B.
Hannah B.
B.
When it was announced that Hannah B was going to be the new Bachelorette, people decided they were going to
voice their opinions.
Post their opinions on Facebook. So we got Facebook. Bonkers. Yeah, we got Facebook comments on the way here. Hang on. WJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. This Sunday, St. Patrick's Day, we're going to be in St. Matthew's at Drake's, partying 5 to 7. Chance for you to win some Ariana Grande tickets to her Nashville show. It's going to be crazy on Sunday. Actually, and it's going to be great weather, too. So come out, have fun with us on Selection Sunday as well. Kara texts in and says, hey, let's hope there's not a lady out there listening and thinking, hey, my husband was at that B-dubs in J-Town, and I have a 10-year-old son, and hoping she's not about to be a widow.
That is true. I mean, she wouldn't be a widow.
No, right.
But a divorcee.
Yeah.
Okay.
Craigslist Missed Connections. Brooke texts in and says, I think he did one too many headbangs to Metallica. Oh, yeah.
That's valid.
Yeah, for the guy that was looking for the hookup.
Well, you know what? So. He was honest with the fact he was throwing a couple of darts out there.
Yeah. He was. He was shooting a shot.
He was.
So after this was announced last night.
I think it's time we introduce our new Bachelorette. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome.
Please welcome.
Hannah B.
All right.
See, that's wrong, Hannah.
Yeah. DJX streaming TheBenAndKellyShow.com. Ask your smart speaker to play 99.7 DJX, and you can get us there as well, the podcast and live radio. Last night, Bachelorette was announced. It was Hannah B. A lot of people were on board with Hannah being announced, just not Hannah B.
They wanted Hannah G.
So all we decided to do was to take a look at the post that the Bachelor put up on Facebook to some of the comments section and see what they were saying. Like Mary A. The most annoying girl on the show gets her own show? Wow. Did we not all watch what a mess this girl is?
No,
so many good candidates to choose from.
Yes.
I'm so disappointed. Needless to say, I will not be tuning in.
Preach!
Oh, wow. Okay, I think there's a theme here, and a lot of people are just going to be done with the show.
Sierra R.
Liars.
No!
Wow.
Is this an early April Fool's? That was all caps, by the way. It was all caps.
Bill H. Bill checking in with his opinion.
Bill.
We've watched every season until now.
Wow, Bill.
She's literally painful to watch on TV. No offense to her, though. I'm sure she's a nice person, but what a horrible selection for that road. Damn you, Bachelor.
Whoa. Seven.
Bill has a lot of opinions.
Yes, and listen, he does. Another dude checking in, John S. John S., I'm going to run out of whiskey just trying to get through the first episode. She can't even formulate a sentence.
Yeah, I need to find these men that are watching it, because watch it with me and date me.
Absolutely.
Mandy F., I think we're going to see more guys hopping the fence and trying to escape next season.
Hop the fence! Oh, my gosh. Carla W., well, I can't wait for the ratings for that season to come out. Lowest rated season ever.
Uh-huh.
I could not stand her on the show.
Oh.
She is actually a mean girl.
Okay.
Hashtag boycotting this season for sure. Hashtag worst pick ever.
Again, these are just the people who are trolling the Facebook section of the post where it says, Hannah B. is your new Bachelorette. We'll finish it up with Chris H., who writes, I would rather one of you kick me in my left areola than endure this season with Hannah B.
Oh, my God.
You guys are all liars, because you're all going to tune in, and you're all going to watch it, even though you hate it.
I am not. I am out.
Wow. The left one. Left one, not the right one. The left one.
Is that one not needed? I don't understand.
There you go. There's your Facebook comments on the Bachelorette Hannah B. being announced.
And we didn't even touch Twitter.
We didn't even touch Twitter.
Twitter is a wealth.
There
or
you go.
His areola.
Okay.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, on the way. There is, guys, there's nature to get to next hour.
Oh, I don't know about the nature.
Are we learning?
There is something that has been simmering under the surface that you may not be aware of.
under the surface, things are dangerous. So is your face. I don't trust your face. What kind of learning do I need to prepare my body for?
You're fine. Close your eyes and let it happen.
I always cringe because then I have to leave this building and go out into the world and face the consequences of our actions.
Ah, how fun is that?
Aww.
All right, so that is cool. All right, so that is all on the way here on 99.7 DJ. About an hour away from the farting troll, so exciting for that.
Why do you have to say it like that?
The glitter getaway coming up around 9. All right, feel good stories. Do this every single hour. This is finally a viral challenge I think we can all get behind.
Okay.
I don't know if you've heard about this, but it is the hashtag trash tag or trash challenge. And instead of like, you know, some sort of challenge where, you know, immediately my mind goes to eating trash or something.
Ew. Ben.
Yeah, that's typically what Twitter does.
No.
Yeah. Or,
no, we don't
you know,
do that.
Right.
This is a different type of challenge where you take a photo of some trash on the ground, and then you take a photo of you picking up that trash or that same area after you've actually done some maintenance on
it. Picked up the trash. Yeah. You cleaned up the area.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then before and after.
Exactly. So it's like this little social media thing, a little challenge that's been going around called the trash tag challenge or trash challenge, where now everybody's like kind of doing these cleanup projects just so they can post these photos.
Do we have Marie Kondo to thank for this as well?
I don't know, maybe.
We're kind of on a kick right now because of her.
Yep.
Cleaning up our houses, and now it's extending to the streets.
I mean, some of them are pretty extravagant, showing like almost like junkyards that are completely cleaned up into trash bags. And some are just as simple as, you know, picking up a coffee mug off the, you know, like one of those paper coffee cups off the side of the street. So yeah, whatever it is with the hashtag trash tag or trash challenge, Twitter, Instagram, and Reddit, encouraging people to take a walk outside and pick up their litter.
See, I was a little, for just a second, thinking when you were saying there was a new viral challenge, I was like, our face sandwich is taken off. Hashtag yes! Face sandwich. It's like, yeah, I just thought, sure, this is going to be our little doorway, our gateway, if you will, to viral fame.
And Ben is our poster sandwich. Child who's going to be on billboards now.
Absolutely. But that's not the case. Yeah.
Sorry.
I'm a little disappointed. I'm a little disappointed in all the good that it's doing in the world.
Okay. Only you could be disappointed that the feel good trash challenge is not about you.
Face sandwich is a feel good.
I forgot where we were. We were in the feel good lane. Sorry.
All right, that's your feel good on 99.7 EJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Have you seen this company trying to market a genderless AI voice? You know how, like, there's Siri and there's, what's the Apple one? It's, that is Siri.
Yeah, that is Siri.
Oh, Alexa. Alexa and Siri. And then, like, you have different voices, AI voices for, like, your maps, your Google Maps. You can...
The Australian one.
Yeah, you can make an Australian one. You can also
I need Samuel L. Jackson to be my voice.
So now there's this company that's trying to push the genderless voice. It's neither male or female.
You
want to hear it?
Yes.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Q.
That's more male.
Yeah.
That's male in my mind. Male.
Keep listening.
The world's first genderless voice assistant. Think of me like Siri or Alexa. But neither male nor female.
No, it's male.
I hear both.
I hear male.
I hear it as a male, but then I also hear it as a female.
Wait, this is like the Laurel or Yanni challenge?
Maybe. I don't know.
What do you hear?
I'm created for a future where we are no longer defined by gender.
Okay.
Wow.
So that is this genderless AI that this company is trying to push to like Microsoft and Apple
is
to like
really
kind of pick
necessary?
Up. I don't know.
Is it? Really?
But there you go.
Okay.
Can I have a 5-second story? Maybe 10-second?
Okay,
when I was 14.
Go.
You're on the clock, go.
14, my first date, his friends were there. It was a group date. And afterwards, they snickered saying that I sound like a boy. So, yay!
Yeah, I have a deep voice, too.
When I was in high school, people would call my house and they'd be like, "Hi, Kathy." And I'd be like, "No, I'm her son!" I get so mad. I had a... See? I feel you, Kat. Oh, I feel you. I kind of have that genderless voice, too.
I think I'm genderless voice.
We call that a contemporary voice.
All right. Hey, coming up next, we all learned together, friends. We learned together. There was something that has been bubbling under the surface that, I cannot believe has taken this long for us to come.
Should we keep this under the surface? I feel like we should probably keep this under the surface. I have no idea what you're talking about, but I look at your face and I get nervous and I get that little butterflies.
The little butterflies?
The little nervous butterflies. Like, I feel like, do we keep
no,
it?
No, it's good. Guys, you're not going to want to miss what I'm about to tell you. All right.
It better be worth it.
Yep.
With this kind of a buildup.
It will be.
It better be.
Let me play 5 seconds of summer real quick. Let the boys sing to you.
Dang it.
All right. Let's let the boys sing to you.
Gosh.
And then we'll come back. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, streaming thebenandkellyshow.com or smart speaker. Just ask it to play 99.7 DJX. You can get our podcast. You can also get live radio there. I cannot believe that this has been simmering on the surface, under the surface, for so long, and we are just now finding out.
What has been simmering?
I think we talked about this. I want to say we talked about this when the news broke several months ago. But there hasn't been much to talk about until now, because April the giraffe is about to give birth again.
OMG, I don't have enough time.
Baby number two.
No, okay, not baby number two. Baby number five.
What?
Yeah, baby number five
what
for April the giraffe.
Whoa. What
April
has been going on?
April the giraffe
on?
Has kind of been around the block, but yes.
She's the hot one at the zoo.
If you
wait
recall, back
is it
in,
the same baby daddy?
He was a younger one. That's right. He was a young stud there. A young stud. Yeah, back in 2017, 232 million YouTube live views during the 7 weeks leading up to the birth.
I was going to say, how long was it? That was 7 weeks of live streaming,
yeah.
And we were captivated every second.
Yep, Tajiri,
what's wrong with us?
The birth of her fifth calf. So now she's pregnant with her sixth, and the live stream is up right now, where she's just kind of walking around the Animal Adventure Park up there in New York.
What is happening?
There she is.
How is this typical? Like the amount of the babies that the giraffes have?
I don't know, but you know,
she's walking around.
She's
is this a live
attention.
Stream?
No. We are watching the live stream. Yeah. Goodness. She's definitely walking around there. Right there is her little tummy.
Now, listen, the other one, looking in the window, is that her baby daddy?
I got to think it is.
I need to know
I gotta
if it's the
think
same
it
one, because wasn't his name like Alex or something?
Alex the baby daddy?
Yeah, I feel like there was. Like,
But anyways, yeah, so they last time this happened, we learned a lot about the gestation of giraffes.
We learned how she got herself in that situation.
Yeah,
we already did that.
3.9 million
Stop!
Views.
Stop! We don't need to go down that road again. We don't.
Push the button, Ben.
We don't.
Well, again.
We don't
push the
to.
Button, Ben.
We don't.
I feel like it is kind of our duty to educate people on the magic of animals.
It's already happened. We didn't need to do this again.
Oh, gosh. Okay, so we see. Oh, wow. Okay.
He's slowly approaching, so that's nice.
From the rear. There are two giraffes there. There is one clearly a male.
Right.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Clearly.
He's saying, hey, can we.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, can we do the things?
Hey, you.
Let's start doing the things.
Hey.
Okay.
We've seen you around here.
This video is only 50 seconds, so I feel like she's going to leave unsatisfied.
This is 50 seconds of magic. And how far in are we? Because it's not the full 50 seconds. I'm just going to say that.
I mean, we're 10 seconds in right now.
Nothing's happened yet.
No, nothing.
He's just kind of gauging, is this all right?
We're about to watch and witness the miracle of life.
Nature.
Oh, she's pretty.
Whoa!
Wait a second, that was it. All right.
I think
I don't know.
Third time's a charm. Okay.
All right.
Hey,
again, this is only 50 seconds long, so.
Wow.
Oh, no, he's done.
He's done.
Okay.
Nice. We need a slow motion video of that.
Are they going to get dinner after that?
I hope so.
Like, okay.
Well, that was.
He was ready to release.
That was magic. That was magic. So again, April the giraffe pregnant again. The live stream going again.
Do you also not remember that we also heard
the birth?
Yeah.
There were noises.
It was real.
No, that was a whoosh and a thump.
It was a whoosh and a thump. It was a gust of wind.
Giraffes are tall.
It was like the sound of a waterfall and a thump. Like a whoosh of water and a thump.
The calf like falls out.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that sounds painful.
Yeah. That's how the nature happens.
Nobody was there to catch him.
Well, no. There isn't like a catcher because you kind of like
I was looking for that audio, but I don't think I have that audio anymore.
How can you not still have that audio?
No, I have elephant.
Oh! And wow.
Yeah. That's an elephant.
That's very similar.
So it's similar though. It's similar.
How did they not break bones?
That is the knowledge and the learning that we're all having here together.
That live stream is happening.
It is
like
happening
all the time, 24/7.
Yep, 100%.
Now we're supposed to. Do we have any idea? Like, are we at the any moment now stage? Or
Julie says Oliver is the daddy. I'm going to assume that she's right.
I don't think that was the same baby daddy as the first one.
Ooh.
That is not the same baby daddy.
Yep. All right.
Okay. I'm sad that it didn't work out with the first one.
Amber texts in and says, LMAO, y'all sound like you're enjoying it more than the draft did. Gotta be honest, I kind of was.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
I just like learning, guys. You know, that's really what it is. It's really what it's about.
I really never learned any of that in school.
Yeah, see?
Not one second of it.
You know what? You turned to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show for that type of learning.
They did not have Nature Corner in my school.
All right. Speaking of Nature Corner, we go to Metallica, where a lot of that nature probably... I don't know where I'm going with that.
No, that's not
Metallica
a good segue.
Metallica and B-dubs, you're on the list for Craigslist. That is on the way. Hang on. 970JX, she's got a concert in Nashville. We got tickets for you in St. Matthews at the Drake's there. Going to be out there from 5 to 7 giving those away, okay? So come out. Selection Sunday, St. Patrick's Day, all
sportsy,
that stuff.
Sports.
Get in to win those Ariana Grande tickets on 99.7 DJX. All right, coming up next, it's that search for love. Sometimes it takes you to a wing place in J-Town.
My neighborhood.
Sometimes it takes you to a Metallica concert.
Who says love couldn't be sparked in a Metallica concert?
I mean, I'm telling you what. I saw...
You were there.
I was there.
Yeah.
It was loud. Yeah. I saw some guy get his face bashed in right next to me.
Oh, hey.
Because... Hashtag rock metal life.
Okay.
I don't know.
Rock metal life.
I mean, he got escorted out by the police. So
yeah, sure. I bet. I can see that.
Yeah, right. So, yeah. It's Craigslist Misconnections. All right. 99.7 DJX. We're streaming TheBenAndKellyShow.com on your smart speaker. You can get the podcast and all that. Just asking to play 99.7 DJX radio. You know, when you have those connections... Maybe those missed connections at finding love, you go to your mom's basement, you write a little love sonnet in the hopes that that person will find it, and then you guys will have a reconnection.
Sure.
And as Kelly likes to say, sometimes you don't even know there's a love connection at play here.
Sometimes, I would say most of the time.
All right, we go.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist missed connection.
Go into my neighborhood, Stony Brook, J-Town.
All right.
B-dub bartender.
B-dub.
Spelled B-dub. Sure. B-dub. Spelled it out. Man from woman. I was in a couple of weeks ago on a Sunday night.
Is that your dude voice?
That's my dude voice. You were the very lovely lady bartending. I didn't think it'd be a good idea to talk to you, though, because you'd think it was the beer talking.
Sure.
I drank lots of beer.
All right.
I like beer.
Me too.
Got it.
It likes me.
Same.
And then tonight, I had my son with me, so I thought that would be awkward. He's 10, he's a smart aleck, and I don't need him judging me when I'd be trying to spit some game.
Dad, that's a whack pickup line.
Is that your 10-year-old voice?
I don't know what that was.
Do 10-year-olds have pickup lines?
I don't. Also, he might tell his mom, who doesn't know yet she's going to be my ex-wife.
Wow.
Plot twist. Wow.
Jeez. Just kind of puts it out there.
Snap. OMG. Even still, I think you picked up on the vibe that I find you attractive.
Hey, yo.
Maybe you'll come on here and look at this and reply to this post.
Okay. Wow. That's... He just laid it all out there.
Yeah, he did.
He shot his shot.
He did. Okay. Hey, that's real awkward because, okay.
It's Craigslist Missed Connections to the Metallica concert. Yum Center.
Man, you were there.
I was. Mm-hmm. This could have literally been happening.
Right next
right
to
right in my area.
Uh-huh.
Hell of a concert last night. I was told by Metallica via text. It broke the Yum Center attendance record.
I'm sorry. Stop right there. He got a text from Metallica?
Just go with it. No surprise there. I was sitting next to you for a while. I had a Metallica Ride the Lightning long sleeve t-shirt.
Of course you did.
A buzz cut.
Uh-huh.
And Rock Revival jeans.
Hot.
You were a brunette wearing black and white. You look younger than me.
Okay.
Talked for a moment. Sorry if I was too distracted, but it was a Metallica concert, and the crowd and I were going wild. You were with a dude, but I don't know if y'all were together or not. I'm hoping not, because he looked like a tool bag.
What if that was her brother?
I don't have all ought of time to talk. Spelled A-L-L-O-T.
Oh, it's, well, maybe it was a typo.
Yeah. And I was drinking way too much. I thought you were very attractive. There was all ought of attractive women there.
That's not a typo. He just doesn't know how to spell.
But you were one of the prettiest.
One of the prettiest. That's such a compliment.
I promise. I'm not typing this to all lot of girls.
Are you sure?
Just three. First one gets me.
Are you kidding me
it
right
is
now?
Bachelor Metallica edition.
It's a race to get it him. Is
Bachelor Metallica edition.
Will you accept my final beer?
Well, excuse me, miss. You have quite taken my fancy.
Rock sweats.
I have this room temperature Bush Light in my hand that I would like
Bush Light.
I would like to present to you. As a token of my love. Will you accept and we shotgun this beer together?
Wait a second. Do you? No? All right. How about you?
How about you? All right. That was Craigslist Missed Connection.
I'm so upset I wasn't at that concert.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
I'm real upset. Okay.
Hey, you know, the with the college ACT tests being postponed until April, you know, a lot of people probably hoping to get into college maybe in the fall. I mean, if you don't have the grades, maybe you can just have rich or famous parents.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's an extra time to get that bribe in.
Right. If you haven't heard this story, this is probably one of the most talked about things all yesterday.
It's bonkers.
Yeah,
it's straight bonkers, like a plot ripped from Desperate Housewives.
All right, that is coming up here next on DJ 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Smart speaker, just ask it to play 99.7 DJX radio. You can get our podcast. You can also listen to live radio right there. So yesterday, it was my daughter's, Isabel and Sophia's birthday, and my brother-in-law comes over, and first thing he walks in, he's like, "Have you heard about the Felicity Huffman story?" And I was like, wow.
Yeah.
This story broke yesterday, and it was like straight something out of a movie.
Yeah, well, it's like out of a Desperate Housewives plot, because it involved one of the Desperate Housewives. And listen, when Jack, our producer, brought it to me yesterday, he's in our production department, I thought he had stumbled across one of those fake stories. Like, I did not believe it.
Overall, today, we have charged three people who organized these scams.
Uh-huh.
Two SAT or ACT exam administrators.
Yeah, this is an attorney who's laying out kind of the college bribing case.
One exam proctor, one college administrator, nine coaches at elite schools, and 33 parents who paid enormous sums to guarantee their children's admission to certain schools through the use of bribes and fake academic and athletic credentials.
Yeah, so these people would be like, I mean, they went so far as to create profiles of athletes that weren't actually on athletic teams to make their, I guess, to give them scholarships that weren't there.
And then they went the step further to go to the coaches and be like, here's some money for you, just to say, yeah, they're on the team, it's fine.
Hey.
Yeah.
Junior, wasn't Junior on your rowing team?
That's right. I got the papers ready.
Hey, you recognize that, right?
Hey, I got Harvard. I got Yale.
Hey, where do you want to go?
I got USC. Where you want to go?
University of Phoenix is wonderful this time of year. Hey.
So the colleges themselves are not targets of the investigation, and neither are the students. Most of them were like kept in the dark of this whole thing because... honestly, how would that feel?
Yeah, that would stink.
Your parents would tell you, yeah, we gotta fake something big time to get you in.
I got into school. No, yeah. You didn't.
So a guy named William Rick Singer admitted to being the mastermind of this whole thing. He faces a slew of charges, but he not only orchestrated this whole scam, but then he helped take it down by wearing a wire. And that is how Lori Loughlin from Full House and Felicity Huffman from Desperate Housewives got caught. It was on recorded phone conversations. So in Lori Loughlin's case, she and her husband agreed to pay bribes totaling $500,000 to bolster their two daughters' chances of getting into the University of Southern California and faking a rowing recruit profile, which is kind of crazy. So Lori Loughlin's daughter, Olivia Jade, is kind of a YouTube star and social media presence. And she, now they were pointing out, she posted this one video where she's like, you know what? I don't know how much school I'm going to do. Like, I'm going to talk to my deans and everyone and hope I can try and balance it all. But I do want the experience of, like, game days, partying. And I don't really care about school, as you guys all know. Like, that is wow.
You don't say that. Sorry, girlie.
No. And then Felicity Huffman was arrested. Like, the FBI showed up guns drawn and, like, brought her in.
Wow.
So she and her husband, William H. Macy, apparently paid $15,000 to get one of their daughters unlimited time for SAT test. And then she got a 1420 score, which was 400 points more than her PSAT.
Okay.
Now, William H. Macy has not been
arrested. He hasn't been charged. Right.
And it's his birthday today. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Hey.
So, yeah, but this is so crazy. 50 people charged so far.
Oh, my gosh.
So we'll see if this continues to balloon, how many more people are involved. But, like, if you kind of look on Twitter when people are saying, they're like, finally, this has been happening for a long time. For a very long time. And there's a huge issue in this whole college admissions thing.
Hey, where do you want to go? I got the papers.
I got the papers.
I got Yale. I got Harvard. I got Brown. Listen.
I haven't heard this guy talk, but I'm guessing. That's what he sounds like.
Listen, if Hermione Granger can get into Brown, you can too.
Yeah, let's say she was a wizard. Let's write that down. Yeah, she was a wizard.
Wizarding school. Someplace called Hogwarts.
We'll make a wizarding profile.
Wow. Like, you can see it all. It's up at WDJX.com. It's great.
Up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, coming up, Tuning Troll. Oh, man. The relief that you're going to hear in this troll's voice is just there.
I can't wait to hear that relief.
I know, that relief.
There's not relief on my face. There's disdain right now on my face.
So that's an opportunity for you to fly away to Hollywood on the way next. DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, brought to you by Kentucky School Service, school supplies, learning tools for everyone, teachers, daycares, churches, parents, and kids.
Locations, Louisville, Eatontown, online, KentuckySchoolService.com.
What's that over there, Kelly?
I hate you. Thank you very much.
Appreciate that.
So sad.
502-571-9970. Ninth caller. Going to hook you up with Little Mermen and tickets for Mercury Ballroom and then get you in on that trip to Hollywood to Universal Studios.
Like our promotion department is run by 12-year-olds. Really, seriously. Sure. Can we acknowledge that?
Absolutely.
Can we?
All right, feel good. Do this every single hour. This is such a crazy story. Could you imagine the fear and the panic in your body when you realize you have one of those Home Alone moments when you're on the airplane and you're like, Kevin!
Oh, gosh. Yeah, no, I want no part of that.
So this Malaysian-bound airplane had to do a literal U-turn for a passenger who realized she forgot her baby at the airport.
Oh, my God! That's something you told me! Holy cow. Listen, so I can attest that mom brain is real. That's a real thing.
The pilot made a rare request to air traffic controller that was basically like, can we come back to the airport.
Oh my God.
This flight is requesting to come back.
How far did they get?
A passenger forgot her baby in the waiting area. The poor thing. And so the pilot was then heard saying to the air traffic controller, I told you, a passenger has left her baby in the terminal and she is refusing to continue the flight.
Like, not baby doll. Actual baby.
So the air traffic controller was like, yeah, come on back.
Oh my God.
And so the airplane.
How far into the trip did they get?
It wasn't that far. It wasn't that far.
But you got an entire plane of passengers now.
That's a long flight.
So the flight was permitted to return, and one of the air traffic controllers said during the exchange, this is a totally a new one for us.
Yes.
Could you imagine if on the U-turn, they just wrote like some words in the sky that was like, see ya.
Listen, I am not a parent, but hey, I think I could take your baby and take probably a little better care of it. But listen, I do lose everything.
Listen,
I kind of lose everything.
Yes, you have lost many, many, many things.
I take
you don't
back.
Get the judge.
I lose everything. Never mind. I can't take care of your baby. But yeah, sorry.
So this was a fear of mine when I had my new babies, and I was like, you are tired beyond any sort of fatigue you have ever felt in your life. So I understand that you get absent-minded and all of that. And honestly, that was one of my worst fears. Like, am I going to be... But most of the time, it was like, I'm going to forget where I'm supposed to be sometime. But this is... this feel good, right? It's feel good.
Yeah, it's a feel good.
Because
she got her baby back. She got her baby back, baby back, baby back, baby. She got her baby back.
Oh, my God.
So there you are. Feel good.
Oh, my God.
99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. What just happened? What was it? Oh, that glorious, glorious, glorious sound.
Yes.
Who's this?
Oh, my name is Tammy.
Hey, Tammy, you're in the win. Congratulations.
Tammy. I thought I was going to be too early or too late.
Nope, you win. Congrats,
right,
girl.
Right on time.
So we've got some tickets for you to attend a rock performance of Disney songs called The Little Mermaid at the Mercury Ballroom, just for getting in. But of course, you're also in to win that flyaway to Hollywood to go to Universal Studios, where you too can witness Guy Diamond, the farting troll.
I would love that.
All right. Another shot for you to get in on that on the way at around 1 on 99.7 DJX. So like The Bachelor was last night, right? The finale?
You say that as if you have no idea what's happening.
Well, here's the thing. The only thing I really know about the show, because I didn't really watch the show, I left that up to you guys, was that Colton was a virgin. So.
And you knew about the fence jump.
The fence jump.
Oh, the fence jump.
The
I
fence
think you
jump.
Said the fudge shop. I was
not
like,
the fudge shop. No. That's a different show.
That's a different show. Is that what show is that?
I don't know about that one.
What's the fudge shop one? I want to watch the fudge shop one.
Colton! Colton. Back to Colton.
So did Colton lose his V card? Did he? Is that the
let me catch you up. So he goes to Cassie. He's like, look, I jumped a fence, I dumped the other two, all for you. What do you say? And she's all like, you did that for me? He's all like, let's go to Spain and meet my parents. She's like, okay. And then he gets a second shot at that fantasy suite.
What happened last night was great for our relationship.
What does that mean, sir?
Just remember it.
A gentleman never kisses and tells.
Hang on a second, Colton. This entire season was built around the fact that you were a virgin and...
Listen.
Would he or would he not feel the gentle touch of a woman
for the very
first time?
Listen, I respect that he said that because he's being a gentleman.
But I do want you to know that I am very happy and...
His face.
You could use your imagination.
His face says things. His face says they did the things.
Let's connect the dots back to the fudge shop comment, because clearly he looks like a kid who went to the candy shop because he is excited after he did the things.
I got a little nervous when you said that.
I didn't know where you were saying where you're going there, Kat.
Okay, so anyway, so yes, I think most of us were kind of like through a lot of last night's episode. We were kind of like watching the Titanic go down again. It was real awkward. She was still kind of like real ice queenish about it.
Sure.
It was even crying again about freaking out meeting his parents.
Oh,
and it's like,
gosh.
Stop crying. So
they are going to live forever.
But then
together.
They bucked the system in the fact that they did not have a final rose ceremony. This is the first time they did not have the final rose ceremony.
He didn't propose, right?
He did not propose. Yeah. He didn't even like give her a rose, nothing. So they kind of showed some footage of them spending time together off camera. And that is where we started to see her
I think, relax and realize. And she revealed her fears were that she thought she was going to be completely consumed by the relationship, which is a valid concern when you consider the fact that they're kind of famous now.
And she wasn't getting as many Instagram likes as before. And so she was like, you know what? I can reconsider this.
But I think what brought everybody around is the fact that she did this little message and they sat down and watched it together, a little video where she tells him, I'm all in. I love you. This is great. You're my best friend and all the things. So then we kind of saw them and saw the reason why he loved her. And now we're happy for them. And then Chris Harrison ruined it.
When he said,
I think it's time we introduce our new bachelorette. No, Chris Harrison. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome.
No. Okay, so it's got to be like what? The Hannah or the
Tasia.
Tasia.
Tasia. The only correct answers were Tasia or Hannah G.
Hannah B.
No! That's the wrong last initial.
Do you think he did a Steve Harvey thing there?
Twitter pointed that out. Maybe that was the case. Maybe that was happening. Maybe he read the wrong last initial. Facebook, Twitter, they had strong opinions about their choice. And I think everyone is now officially boycotting Bachelorette, except for intern Sarah. She's like, I'm here for it. Well, yeah, no.
And except for...
I'm totally here for it.
Tracy... Tracy, who texted in and said those people saying they're not going to watch The Bachelorette are like Kelly K saying she wished someone beat her at Can't Beat Kelly.
Listen,
throne
I see your shade.
Of lies.
It's not a throne of lies. I have legitimately not watched a couple of seasons because I didn't like the lead.
All right, so there you go. There's Bachelor Corner.
I'm sticking to it. I'm not watching.
On 99.7 DJX. Shawn Mendes coming to Louisville. 99.7 DJX. Be listening for more tickets for that on the way. Ariana Grande's coming to Nashville. We do have tickets for her show at Drake's St. Matthews on Sunday.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. Ariana Grande tickets. Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. Drake's.
Yes. I can smell the sarcasm from over here.
We'll be there after 5. 99.7 DJX, Ben Vis Kelly K Show. You can catch up on the podcast at WDJX.com or just ask your smart speaker to play 99.7 DJX. You can get the podcast. You can listen to live radio right there.
There is plenty to discuss around the water cooler today, from the college admission scandal to the bachelor and the bachelorette, lots of things.
Giraffe mating happened, yeah. Craigslist misconnections, all that.
All that.
So let's go to Target. Can we?
Oh, sure. I'd love to go to Target.
Yeah. Let's go to Target.
That's a little mini vacay for most moms.
Sure.
Like, hey, I got to go grocery shopping. No, she just wants to escape and go to Target.
To Target we go.
Police say this woman, Alicia Johnson, allegedly went into the local Target, put several items in her cart.
Okay. Seems normal. Yes. I mean, you put things in your cart go shopping.
Most often you put things that you didn't even think you needed.
Yeah. Sometimes you walk there and you let Target tell you what you need.
Absolutely. Yes, you
do. And started drinking beer in the fitting room before taking off without paying.
Oh, okay. Okay, so Alicia, here's what Alicia did.
All right.
She went to Target, threw about $200 worth of merchandise in her cart.
All good
then
stuff.
Decided, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take this six-pack of Stella Artois.
Ooh, good stuff.
I'm going to take it into the fitting room.
I'm going to down it.
I'm going to down it real quick.
Liquid courage.
Give myself the courage to walk out this store with all that stuff.
I don't need to pay.
I don't need to pay. Nope. And I'll get away with it too.
Yep.
She was later caught and taken into custody.
Oh! That was dang. So close!
God, mom vacation almost so was close. Perfect.
That was almost perfect.
Stella Artois at Target, Chard Target.
It all has to do with the attitude. If you walk out of there like you are supposed to walk out of there without paying, then
Are you trying to give hot tips on how to shoplift?
Well, no, I'm just trying to get into her head.
Okay.
I'm just trying to get into her Stella Artois. I guess influenced head.
Yeah. So Alicia, she went to Target there.
It's like a Scooby-Doo ending. I would have gotten away from it if it wasn't for those bumbling kids.
I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for that six pack of Stella Artois down in the
Stella Artois
in the dressing room. All right, there you go.
Stella Artois.
Stella Artois. All right. Guys, that'll do it for us tomorrow. Throwback Thursday.
Life lessons.
Yeah, free therapy and all that. Have a good one. We'll talk to you then.